Well, housing markets are very important at the national level because they're just simply a large part of the economy. And they've been very volatile over the course of the business cycle, as we have learned. Now, during this expansion cycle, housing has remained fairly weak, and it's subtracted about 1 percentage point from GDP growth compared to what a normal cycle would be for housing. Now, for Florida, housing is even more important because residential construction is relatively a larger portion of our economy. And more importantly, the health of housing markets is an important driver for our population growth because many people who move to Florida often have to sell their home before they can make the move, and that's particularly true for our retirees, Nicole.
Now, turning to the data, what were the highlights for existing home sales in March? Let's start there.
Sure. Well, existing home sales rebounded. They increased 5% in March, but they were only up 1.5% compared to March a year ago. And really, housing sales have been basically flat for 18 months.
Given the strong gains in employment over the last 2 years and the very low levels of interest rates, it seems a little bit odd that sales of existing homes have not increased over the last 18 months. What explains this?
Well, it appears that there's considerable slack in potential demand, combined with an amount of shadow inventory still lurking in the system. The continued slack in demand really is, you can see it because rental rates have gone so high. And so people are either unwilling or unable to afford buying a house. And too much household formation now is stuck in the rental marketplace.
So how did Florida's housing market perform in March?
Well, here in Florida, the volume of existing home sales has also been essentially flat over the last 18 months. So much the same as the nation. But prices rose a bit faster here in Florida. Over the last year, home prices, median single-family home prices, are up 10% compared to last year. On the condo side, same kind of sales volumes, but prices have only inched up about 3.3%. Now, all of that should ease some as we go forward, because we should see more listings coming into the marketplace because the prices have risen so much.
What about specifically here in Orlando? We talked about this last week. Job growth in Orlando rose by 43,000 over the last year, leading the state. Did housing markets show a similar gain?
Surprisingly not. I mean, the sales of existing homes and condos have been basically flat in Orlando despite all this job growth over the last 12 months. Now, home prices are up and the listings are rising, but it is surprising that the volume of sales hasn't increased more, Nicole.
Okay, so if the existing home market is not seeing rising sales, are the new people all being accommodated in new homes and new apartments?
Yeah, that appears to be the case. I mean, I'm not seeing a whole bunch of tent cities around, so yes, quite clearly they're going into the new product. Now, so far, building permits for new homes and apartments are up 17% compared to last year, so we are seeing it in that new home market, at least in the Orlando area. Much of the gain so far has come from apartment construction, but new single-family home permits are also up a bit in 2015. But, you know, it's the relative strength of apartment construction compared to new home construction that's just unprecedented for Orlando, in Florida, and in the U.S. as a whole. That's really been a hallmark of this whole recovery in the housing market cycle since 2008.
Again, given the strong job growth and low interest rates and relatively high rental rates, why is that the case? I would have expected more new home construction.
Me too. I mean, much of the answer appears to be the slow growth in wages, which just haven't been high enough, evidently, to support stronger demand for new or existing homes. Now, I think this will slowly change over the course of 2016 with the job growth we've had, the rising compensation levels, and very high rental rates. It's changed the calculus between buying and renting, and I think we'll see more buying as this year goes on, Nicole.
Thank you very much for your time, Hank.
Thank you, Nicole.